Much has been made of John Kerry's ability to keep his choice of running mate secret, almost up to the time he officially announced John Edwards as his pick yesterday morning. But in fact, one observer leaked that information on Monday night. It just turned out no one was paying attention. If they were, they might have found this posting on an online forum Monday evening. It reads, John Kerry's 757 was in Hangar 4 pit tonight. John Edwards' VP decals were being put on engine cowlings and upper fuselage. The person posted the message under the screen name Aerosmith. He is, in fact, Brian Smith, and he joins us now from Moon Township, just outside Pittsburgh. Mr. Smith, can you explain how you became privy to this inside information?
Well, when I showed up at work that day, I normally passed through that hangar.
Now, we should explain that you work as a mechanic, is that right, for U.S. Airways in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in that hangar.
And I was passing through there on my way to another hangar to go to work. And after I had done that the second time, I was informed by, I'm assuming it was Mr. Kerry's people, that I should not be in that hangar. And it was, in fact, closed for the day.
Whoops.
So, me being the curious person that I am, I had to peek in here and there throughout the night to see what was going on.
And what did you see?
Well, a little later in the day, around 6 that evening, I peeked in and I saw that they were putting John Edwards' name on the airplane.
Well, that pretty much gives it away right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I wasn't the only one that knew this. There were other people that knew.
Was there discussion among you about what you'd seen and what it meant?
No, not really. I don't think that many people saw it because they concealed it rather quickly. They taped paper over the logos. I just happened to peek in at the right time before that occurred.
What were you doing when you were peeking in? Were you working on another plane?
Yeah, I was just in transit from one hangar to another, and the hangar that John Kerry's plane was in just happened to be along the way.
You were at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Now, you at some point get to your computer and post this on the Internet, and it seems like there was quite an active debate that started right away. A lot of people on this website, which is, I guess, a website for folks who work with the airlines,
yes,
were talking about this all night.
Yes, they were.
What were they saying?
Well, it seemed as though I was one of the first people to put that information out there, who was going to be the VP, and there were some people that believed it, some people that didn't. I guess I was proved right the following morning.
Did you give any thought to calling folks in the media to tell them what you'd seen?
No, I didn't. I just put it on this chat room, just something for us to talk about in the airline business. No, I didn't give any thought to that.
Any thoughts, Mr. Smith, on the ticket?
Well, I am a registered Democrat, so I'll be voting for John and John. I think it's what the country needs.
Well, Mr. Smith, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Brian Smith, known online as Aerosmith, is a mechanic for U.S. Airways in Pittsburgh. He was the first to post the news that John Edwards' name was being plastered onto John Kerry's campaign plane about 8 hours before the story broke in the media.